we now present another episode in a radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfred Bramble as Albert and Harry H. Corbett as Harold. This week, and so to bed.
Would you care for another date?
Do you mean with another bloke, in which case yes? Or those dried up relics from last Christmas, in which case no?
Look, I'm sorry about him, Marissa. I thought he would be asleep by now.
I thought I would be as well.
Oh, look, forget about him. Think about us. Go on, give us a kiss. Go on. Oh,
Harold, look, we've done all that. When are we going upstairs?
But I told you, we've got to give him a chance to get to sleep.
Oh.
If he knows I've got a woman down here, he'll be a nuisance all night long. He won't give us a minute's peace. He'll be up and down them stairs like a yo-yo. He'll find some excuse to come in.
Well, what's he doing anyway?
He's gobbling.
What, in bed?
Yes. Well, at his age, there's not much else he can do. I mean, and that's why he doesn't like me doing it.
Well, how long does he keep this up?
Oh, it depends on how many boots he's got to mend. I brought home 6½ pairs today. Well, he's like a little gnome. He won't go to sleep till he's finished with them. He's sitting up there with his mouth full of nails like a prime blunderbuss. I hope he's taking his teeth out. Otherwise, he might hammer his bottom and sit around the heel of an hush puppy.
I know where I would hammer them. Oh, Harold, come on, let's go up now.
No, I can't concentrate with him banging away all night.
Well, it looks like he's the only one going to. Oh, look, let's forget it. I'll go home.
No, don't go, Marissa. He won't be long. Oh, this is all right. Oh, yes, this is nice and comfortable.
What, on a couch? You're joking. I've served my apprenticeship. No, I gave up the front room bit years ago.
Oh.
I like a bit of comfort these days. Good night.
No, hang on. What? He's asleep. Now. Oh,
oh, I'm not putting up with this. You can't hear yourself talking.
Oh, no, really, it won't go on much longer. Let me get you another drink.
No, don't bother. We've done a bottle in already. I didn't come here to booze. You know, I can't understand you.
Well, what's up?
Well, you say you've been after me for months.
Oh, I have, Marissa, I have. Ever since I saw you outside the cinema, I looked up, and there you were, up a ladder putting up next week's film titles.
Yeah, and I dropped a letter E on your head.
You was taking down Naughty Knickers and Lash of Lust.
Oh.
And you was putting up Herbie Rides again. Because the kids was on holiday. And you said I looked like Robert Redford.
Mm.
Now, I've never forgotten it. Well, I've thought about you ever since.
Well, it took you long enough to talk to me, didn't it?
Well, I didn't like to. And I bought loads of chuck ices off of you. But, well, I suppose it was that.
What?
On your finger.
Oh, you don't want to take any notice of that?
I'll steer us clear of married women as a rule. I don't like the idea of splitting up families.
Huh.
Look, there.
What?
On your finger.
Oh, that. Oh, you don't want to take any notice of that?
I'll steer us clear of married women as a rule. I don't like the idea of splitting up families.
Huh.
Look, doesn't your husband mind? You know, I mean, you're going with other men?
No. We've got an understanding.
Uh-huh.
We're a couple of swingers. Uh-huh. We're a very, very liberated couple.
Oh.
Well, in fact, I'm more...
Oh.
Oh, don't worry. No, he couldn't care less. Only married me so that I couldn't testify.
How long did he get?
12 years.
Blimey, he didn't have bothered, did he? Oh, Marissa, I'm crazy about you.
Oh, no, Harold, look, leave off. I haven't come all this way just for a kiss and a cuddle and a box of dates.
Oh.
That's no good for a grown woman. Here. Is there something wrong with you?
Hey?
You're not impudent, are you?
Impotent! No, no, of course not. I've never had any complaints.
Oh.
Well, I don't suppose you have either, have you?
Well, let's put it this way. You might have to take the day off tomorrow.
No, let's make it a week, surely.
Come on, let's go up.
No, I'd rather not go up there while he's awake.
Well, go up, meet him over the edge with his hammer.
Don't think I wouldn't like to. I think he's finished. I'll go and see. Dad? Dad? Are you awake?
Come on.
About time.
Shh, shh, shh. We must be quiet going up the stairs.
Right.
Shh, shh, shh. Take your shoes off.
Look, if that wakes him up, we might as well go back down. Because once I start, I can't control myself.
All right, all right. Here we are. This is my room.
Oh.
There we are. This is it. My bedroom.
Let's go downstairs.
No, no. You'll find it quite conducive once the light's out.
You shouldn't have put it on. This bed's got lumps in it.
That's all right. We'll soon flatten them out. What's the matter?
What's that?
Where? Where?
There, on the pillow. It's a bug.
Huh?
I'm not getting in there.
Oh, God, it's him.
What's going on in there?
Nothing. Clear off. It's not a bug.
It is. I know a bug when I see one.
It can't be a bug. I had a sulfur candle in here all yesterday.
Have you got a woman in there?
No, go back to bed. No, it's not a bug. Really, it isn't. Look, it's a ladybird.
I don't care what it is. I'm not getting in there.
Have you found another bug in there?
It's not gone! It's a ladybird! And that they're very good for the roses. Go on, little ladybird, fly away home.
Well, this one is. I'm not stopping here.
Louise, no, it's, don't go. There's no bugs in this house, I promise you.
Now I know what your father was doing with his hammer. He was killing them. Will you let go of me?
No, this is silly. You can't go.
Put me down. Harold, I'm not going on that bed. Help! Police!
Let me in, let me in.
Good night.
Who are you?
Mind your own business, let me out of here.
Where's my son? What have you done with him? Where is he?
He's under that lock somewhere.
Oh, Marissa, Marissa, get me out of here.
Says you're right, you dirty little devil. Come on, wakey, wakey, rise and shine. Mother Nature is bestowing her bountiful gifts. The sunbeams are dancing on the...
Get stuffed.
Come on, time to get up. I brought you breakfast on a tray. Sausages, eggs, bacon, bread and dripping. Lovely.
Well, go away.
It's 8 o'clock. Time you was on the round.
Oh, God, me neck. I can't move my neck.
Not surprised, keeping on that sofa all night. Here, let me rub this in.
Oh, that's better. Oh, that's much better. Oh, what's that?
Dripping.
Oh, God.
Best thing you can have, that is.
Well, there's another romance right up the spout. I won't see her again.
I've never seen a bird move so quick. She was out of here faster than a bishop in a brothel raid.
Hey, don't happen to other people. I mean, other blokes get it for nothing. Me, 8 gin and tonics, the Mandarin dinner for 2 at the Acton Lotus House, 2 bottles of Nuit Saint-Georges, plus VAT, apart from which, 2 sweet and sour pork balls rolled down me chopsticks, down the front of me new tie, onto me clean shirt, and finished up, congealed in the fly of me brand new flares. I did wedge last night, Dad. I really tried. I was entitled to a result last night. It's this house. It's the kiss of death. I don't know why I bring them back here. I really don't. I was worried about her meeting you. I never thought about the bed bugs. And then the final fiasco, the bed collapsing.
You ain't amended?
No, I'm not. I'm throwing it out. That mattress is going straight on the fire. Bugs.
No, you don't want to do that until you get another one. You won't find one out on the rounds as easy as that.
I'm not going to get any more beds offered around. That's where that one come from. That's disgusting, using other people's beds. You don't know who's been in them. No, I'm going to buy a new bed from a shop.
Cost you a lot of money.
I don't care. I've never had a new bed. All of my life I've slept in other people's cast-offs. A man spends a third of his life in bed. Or in your case, two-thirds. Now, he's entitled to a decent one. I'm going to get a new bed, new linen, blankets, the lot. If I ever bring another bird home, it's going to be all right. I'll get something sexy. I saw a round one in a shop the other week.
A round bed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but how do you know where your feet are supposed to go?
It don't matter. They can go anywhere. You can point them in any direction what you fancy.
What about the sheets?
You have round sheets.
Who makes round sheets?
The same people who make square ones. Look, it's no harder to make round ones than it is to make square ones.
I bet it is.
It isn't.
You bet it costs more.
I don't care what they cost. I shall get round black ones.
Oh, now that's a good idea. You won't have to wash them.
Well, that'd appeal to you.
Yeah, I'll have some of them. Square black ones.
If you have black sheets, we'll never find you. I might get a bed made specially. I don't have to have a round one.
I never had a bed of my own till I was married.
No, I know, Dad.
There used to be eight of us in one bed.
Yes, I know, Dad.
Four brothers, two sisters, me mum and dad. They're all dead now.
That's well. We didn't have gas masks in those days, did they?
Eight of us. Four up one end, four down the other. Roll the sheets back and we looked like a tin of sardines. Hard days they were. Do you know what we used to have for breakfast?
Bread and margarine.
That's right. Bread and margarine. That's all. Everybody around here was little in them days. If you got to 5'4", that was your lot. If you saw anybody taller, they was rich.
You're taller than that.
Not then I wasn't. I didn't get this tall until I was 40.
Oh.
People nowadays don't know what it's all about. Kids of today. They spend more money on crisps than my mum had to keep us for a fortnight. It's about time they brought conscription back. Knock a bit of discipline into them.
I don't follow this at all. I mean, what's got to do with buying crisps?
Everything. Life's too easy these days, too soft. Anything they want, they get.
I wanted Marissa Wiggly last night. I didn't get very far, did I?
Listen, mate, if they fancy you, you don't need a posh bed. Anywhere will do. I never brought girls home here for that sort of thing.
I'm not surprised with eight of you in one bed.
I wasn't allowed to. We weren't supposed to do it in them days. Rigid self-control, that was the thing. Respect for what was right and wrong. Honour and consideration for the girl, unless she was lucky. Never in the house.
Where did you go then?
In the yard.
Oh, how romantic. Of a junkyard by moonlight. A setting worthy of Antony and Cleopatra. They had the Nile. You had the Grand Union Canal. They had a barge. You had a junk cart with the oars taken out. They had their pyramids. You had your 10-foot pile of old ballcocks and gas stoves. The incredible face of the Sphinx watching over you. Or the next door's tomcat with its ear torn off. What's to choose?
We used to manage.
I'm sure you did. Pray, tell me, where was the royal bedchamber located?
Over in the corner by the stable. I used to lean 12 old trolley bus tyres up against the wall and we crawled inside them.
Oh, the exotic splendour of it all. Oh, a veritable tunnel of love.
It was very comfortable. Bit dodgy, though. I remember one night, things got a bit hectic and we rolled right out of the yard, out into the middle of the road. You ought to try it sometime. You could do worse.
No, thank you. I prefer the more prosaic approach. Tomorrow afternoon I shall stop off at the Bayswater Bedorama and I shall purchase the most comfortable pit in the shop.
I'll meet you there.
Oh, God, if I said I was going to buy a pair of shoes, you'd want to come along too, wouldn't you?
I just want to make sure you're not tucked up. Bed should last you 20 years.
If you embarrass me, you'll be confined to one for 20 years. All right. And watch it.
Oh,
You've turned up. What a shame.
Posh shop, ain't it?
It is. So don't give me cause to place my gumboot up the vent of your overcoat. Now, wipe your nose and take your ears out of your head. Right, here we go. Good afternoon.
The betting shop is next door.
I'm well aware of that. And had I wished to place a bet, that is where I would have gone. As it is, I have come about a bed.
Well, we don't buy beds, we sell them. Now, if you wouldn't mind, we're very busy.
Where? Where? We're the only people in the shop.
It is all right, Father. The gentleman is obviously under a misapprehension. A word of advice. Judge ye not a man by the apparel he weareth, nor by the company he keepeth. Mush. I think you'll find I has the necessary conquers to facilitate the purchase of anything what you has in this place.
I'm very sorry, sir, but we are very expensive.
So how much is this one?
350 guineas.
Yes, I see.
Shall we nip into the betting shop?
Shut up.
Would you take his old one in part exchange?
Please, Father.
Why not?
You haven't burned it yet.
You sit down there at that nice man's desk and read the catalogue and be quiet. And keep your hands out of his drawers. I shall be wandering about the shop with him if you need me.
You be careful. He's ginger.
Rubbish.
He's got a hanky up his sleeve. That's a sure sign.
You've got one round your neck. That doesn't make you a cowboy, does it? Shut up. Could we continue?
Certainly, sir. Now, perhaps you could give me some idea of what you're looking for.
How do you mean?
Well, what kind of room is it going into?
A bedroom.
Yes, but the decor, I mean, is the room aggressively masculine?
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yes, and so am I.
Oh, that narrows it down, doesn't it? We don't want any flippery, do we?
No, we don't.
No, and or chintzy like this.
No, I don't want anything like that.
No.
I'll tell you what I would like. That round one.
Oh.
I had a quick shufty at it the other day.
Ah, yes, the pompadour. Très, très chic, n'est-ce pas?
Oh, indubitable mort. combien?
400 libres.
How much is that in real money?
£400.
Oh, je regrette le lit a trop cher, a poor mon goût.
Ah, monsieur parle français.
Oh, si. Ah, yes, I mean, well, you're asked to in my trade. See, one gets a lot of frog antique dealers poking around the yard, trying to have the stuff away, thinking I don't know what I've got.
Ah, you're an antique dealer.
Well, yes, sort of, in a way.
Ah.
Mixed, you know, bit of this, bit of that.
Oh, then your home must be exquisitely furnished.
Well, there's a lot of old stuff in there, yes.
There's that round bed you was talking about.
Yes, I know. We've been looking at it.
Nah, this is no good. Goes right down to the floor.
Well, most modern beds do, sir.
Well, where do you put the Edgar Allan then?
The Edgar Allan. Well, we naturally assume that most people have separate arrangements for that sort of thing.
Well, we haven't. Not inside the house, anyway.
Excuse me one moment, please.
Certainly.
Look, you are embarrassing me. I am trying to buy myself a bed. And all you do is talk about putting pose underneath his pompadour. Now shut up and behave yourself. Shall we proceed?
Yes.
What's that one over there?
Ah, yes, that one. Now, that really is a lot of fun.
Oh, that's what I'm looking for.
This is a waterbed.
A waterbed?
Mm. It's incredibly comfortable. Now, particularly good for people with bad backs. Look, try patting it, sir.
May I?
Yes.
That's clever, isn't it?
Yeah, that's no good. It all gets seasick.
Hey, look, why don't you lie down and try it properly, sir?
Oh yes, please. Oh, hold my gumboots. Will you?
Yes, certainly, sir. Yes.
Oh, this is marvellous. Oh, it's so comfortable.
It's like a large balloon full of water. It moulds itself to the exact contour of the body.
Oh, God, it's like a jelly. Wibble wobble, wibble wobble.
Jelly on a plate. It can also be plugged into the electric circuit in order to heat the water in the bed.
Oh, that's good. You can cook your breakfast without getting out of bed. here and put a tap into it, you could make a tea as well.
No, I'm afraid not.
At least you won't have any trouble with bedbugs. It'll drown them.
I'm very impressed with it. There's just one thing. Come here.
Yes?
What's it like for... can you? Does it interfere with... you?
Well, it's very relaxing. Eases bodily tension, medically therapeutic.
Yes, but until you get used to it, I mean, is it difficult to...
What's it like for crumpet?
Oh.
Yeah. Do you have to keep one foot on the floor?
Oh, I see. Well, you will find that any activity one would engage in on a normal bed can be engaged on this one.
You don't want to be engaged, mate.
You will find the gentle undulations of the water beneath the body when in congress does have a direct stimulating effect when allied with the rhythmic vibration.
Oh, let me! What a sheets and a blanket as well!
Ah, that would work out at... where's my pocket calculator? Oh, it's in my pocket. Let me see. £200, exactement.
Oh, très bon. Is my card.
Thank you. Oil Drum Lane.
Shepherd's Bush. Upper.
Upper what?
Upper Shepherd's Bush. Here. It won't affect my water rates, will it?
No, sir.
When can you deliver?
Thursday morning, COD. God. Now, good afternoon, sir. Thank you very much. I'm sure you won't be disappointed.
I hope not. Good afternoon. But come, Father. If we hurry, we can have dinner at the club. Give him back his calculator.
Yeah.
Right. Take the hose out. Put the plug in.
Yes.
All set. Listen, now I've told Marissa about it.
Have you?
She's never been on one before.
I bet.
She's very excited about it. She's coming around tonight to try it out.
Really?
Yes. I think we've put enough water in, don't you?
Enough? There's about a ton of water in there. It's the floor I'm worried about. When you start that Congress lark, it's liable to go right through it.
Look, I've tested the floor. The joist is quite adequate. Oh, no.
What?
Oh, look, that the heating element's come adrift. The water's freezing cold. I've got to go to work.
Ah, don't worry. I'll sort that out for you. I'll soon mend that.
Will you make the bed as well?
Yeah. Go on. Won't be worth you going out at all if you don't hurry up.
Yeah, all right. Now, Marissa's coming round at 9 o'clock. So I want you in bed, the door locked and no cobbling. All right?
Yeah.
I shall see you tomorrow morning.
Right. This won't take long. There's an electric soldering iron in somewhere. Ah, there it is. Now plug that in. It won't take long to heat up. Oh, God. Always the same. Just as you're going to start something. Hello? Steptoe & Son Limited. Albert Steptoe, Chairman, Managing Director, Company Secretary and Treasurer speaking. Jam jars? 8 and 1/2. Listen, missus, if you think I'm sending a man and a horse and cart round for 6 jam jars, you've got another think coming. Silly old cow. Now, where's that soldering iron? I could have sworn I left it on the bed. Oh, God. It's in the bed. It's gone right through.
Yeah.
How do you sew up a water bed? I'll cut a lump out of me plastic mac and I'll go and stay with me sister.
Dad?
Dad?
Oh, good. He's done what he's told for once. He's gone to bed. I shall give him a toffee in the morning. Right. Do you fancy a drink before we hit the water?
Oh. No, thanks. Here, I can't wait to see it.
You shall.
Oh, does it really sort of undulate?
Pardon? Oh, you mean go up and down?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it's very conducive. Oh, I'm so sorry about last time, Marissa.
Oh, that's all right, Harold.
I shall make it up to you tonight, I promise you.
Oh, Harold.
Oh, Marissa.
Oh, I'll race you upstairs.
Oh.
your hands are cold. Wait till we get there.
Ta-da! There it is!
Oh, Harold, yes. Oh, that's beautiful.
That's nothing. You wait till you get on it.
Oh, come on then. A quick dive from the doorway.
Right, right, right.
One, two, three, go! Go!
You have been listening to Wilfrid Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with Norma Ronald as Marissa and Michael Burlington as the salesman. The program was written and adapted for radio by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, and produced by Bobby J.